when centralization is becoming a fact, its forerunner is classification. All things which are similar or analogous become grouped together, and from the grouping of groups rises one whole or central point. We see radiating many long arms with innumerable tentaculi, and in the center rises a gigantic head with a comprehensive brain and keen eyes to look on every side and ears sensitive to hear, and a voracious mouth to swallow. Other cities resemble all the birds and beasts and fishes whose appetites and digestions are normal. Paris alone is the analogical apotheosis of the octopus. Product of centralization carried to an ad absurdum. It fairly represents the devilfish, and in no respects is the resemblance more curious than in the similarity of the digestive apparatus. Those intelligent tourists who, having surrendered their individuality into the hands of Messieurs Cook or Gaz, do Paris in 3 days, are often puzzled to know how it is that the dinner which in London would cost about 6 shillings can be had for 3 francs in a café in the Palais Royal. They need have no more wonder if they will but consider the classification, which is a theoretic speciality of Parisian life, and adopt all round the fact from which the chiffon.